Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek in the house.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Good to see you. I saw you on whatever streams on the thing through Marion County. You had your cowboy hat on. You were checking the glass bottom boat. You were hanging out. I think, were you with your kids? I don't know.
So we've been doing this insider guy. We'll definitely talk more about it. But that was actually a daddy-daughter date out at Silver Springs. And so I took my girls out there. We had a great time. One of the things about Marion County that we realized is when we get all our statistics from the people that travel to it and visit Marion County, that many of those people are coming in as friends and family, just like any community, mm-hmm. right? But our folks, overall have a bad statistic in the way that most of them don't know how to take the folks that are coming and visiting and actually enjoying Marion County.
Right.
They might take them down to a theme park. Mm-hmm. They might go take that money and spend it somewhere else.
Or go to the beach.
Or go to the beach or something like that. And so what this is trying to do is unpack the incredible experience you can have right here at home in Marion County and show them that. So say you play golf. Well, then you know how to take people to go play golf. But
you can do that anywhere.
You don't know how to take them kayaking and going to Silver Springs and going to the canyons and horseback riding and doing all those kind of things. And so that's what we're trying to reveal and make the Insider's Guide a place where people can be great hosts in their own community.
Yeah, and enjoy it themselves, because how many times do we not enjoy things that are in our own backyard?
Yeah, exactly. Happens all the time.
All right, so, and this is one of the things that Floridians enjoy is boating. And again, Marion County has great outlets for that, and Lake Weir being
of course,
one of them.
Absolutely.
So on Monday, the governor signed Senate Bill 1388, known as the Boaters Freedom Act. And you want to explain what that's about?
Yeah, so the whole purpose of this bill is to really allow Florida boaters to be free from undue government interference in the enjoyment of Florida waterways. The legislation ensures that boaters who prefer gas vehicles won't be limited by activist local entities. It also maintains statewide protections for wake speeds, manatee zones, seagrass, and the bill, as far as a rights perspective, the governor supported this part of the process where law enforcement will be prohibited to inspect boats without probable cause, which previously conducted what was called the safety compliance checks. So those have now become outlawed.
That I totally agree with that. You should have probable cause. What is the problem? Are they operating their boat erratically? Are they speeding through a wake zone?
Do they at least seem drunk?
Yes.
Right? Those kind of things.
Yes. But I can tell you, because I experienced this, they climbed aboard a vessel that I was traveling in. I wasn't the captain, but I got to tell you, they were not completely unfriendly, but not very friendly. I don't want to get too far into it, but I just want to say that was their whole thing, is safety compliance. And, we had everything that they were looking for.
Right.
You know what they came up with?
So they're checking for life vests and flare guns.
But you know what they came up with?
Okay.
The registration number, as the way it was presented on the boat, apparently it wasn't the right spacing. I think there is some sort of spacing.
Are we talking like font size?
Similar to that. Spacing between, say, the letters like F and L and the numerical stuff. What the size of the spacing in between. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, my God.
And that,
when I
heard that, I go, man, I thought to myself, of course, I didn't say it out loud. I go, and you guys suck.
Right.
I pray that there's not any real emergency or anybody really acting the ass out there.
Sure.
And you guys are looking at the font on the registration of the boat. You suck.
Yep. And that's what boaters have been complaining about across the state of Florida, is the fact that, listen, this is not probable cause. This is not like, at least, you've got a headlight out or a tail light out, and a cop pulls you over. And listen, I don't know what it is about it. Maybe I'm just weird, right? But getting pulled over on the water feels way more intense
intrusive
to me, right, than getting pulled over in my car. Getting
mm-hmm.
pulled over in my car, you you kind of get it, whatever. I don't know. Maybe it's because it happens to you a few times. But out in the middle of the water, man, it just feels, I don't know. There's just something about it. It really, you just see, I had it happen to me one time. I caught the glimpse of the boat speeding up against cross
mm-hmm.
you, coming around. They kind of did this little half moon circle and then come up on you. And you know, made the announcement or whatever. It's just, it, I don't know.
Well,
man.
Nothing about it felt great. It takes you out of your fun comfort zone, your recreational mindset that you're having. You're having a good time.
Yeah, we were just hanging out with the family.
All of a sudden, you know.
We're not doing anything wrong. But, I mean, obviously there was other people. And, you know, listen, everything in the Keys, too, the one trip I took down there, it gets more intense when during that lobster season and those kind of things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I, after years and years, I finally get to go lobstering. And you know, they have all these inspection sites and all this stuff. And it's like they send every law enforcement agency in the world down to the Keys for this mini season or whatever it was. And I don't even remember anymore, but it's crazy.
You want safety to be number one, and you want people to follow the rules, or there won't be a lobster population. But you can find, I think, a happy medium in there. And some of these guys, I don't know why they take the attitude they do, but we're not the only ones who have had this conversation.
Well, and obviously they're not keeping the guy that was in that video telling them everybody they was the best boat captain in the world off the water. That's the guy we need the law enforcement for.
Down in Charlotte Harbor,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This dude was off the chain.
Jumping on another guy's boat.
Yeah. Lucky that kid didn't have a gun.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Man. Well, welcome to the free state of Florida, baby.
So, yeah. The governor. Now, if he could follow that through with open carry, you know, we'd really have some shot.
We'd really be in good shape, huh?
We'll take what we can take. Ocala Marion Veterans Park. I've been pumping them up. Anyway, because they've got good things going on, but a new monument there. What have you got, Carl?
Yeah, so the dedication ceremony, we marked the official unveiling of the plaza from Nicholas Eagle Scouts Project. He completed in honor of military veterans. Man, I love these Eagle Scouts going out there, helping out the Veterans Park. It's a meaningful tribute. That features the flags of each branch of the United States military service as a lasting symbol of respect and gratitude for those who have served our county and our country, especially coming up on Memorial Day. We have an incredible population of veterans, and this weekend, you know, coming up here shortly for Memorial Day, we're going to be celebrating those that never made it home.
No, Ed, you can't. I mean, there's no greater worthy memorial to do. Especially during Memorial Day.
Sure.
When I talk about the scouts that get their Eagle Scout thing, I said they're the black belts of scouting.
They are.
Yeah.
These dudes are bad, man. I mean, and they, you know, I love these kids. You know, some guys obviously, you know, do all kinds of great projects. But these kids that go out there and find all these sponsorships and put all these things together and get all the, right, you know what I mean? That is just, you know, next level black belt type, you know, with black belts with stripes or something. I don't know. But these kids are awesome, man.
let's talk trash for just a minute. What's going on there? I know that you have done a great job, you and the other commissioners and law enforcement, to try to reduce the amount of littering that was taking place in Marion County.
Well, I have to give a shout out to our partners, man. We've got some incredible people with the FWC, U.S. Forestries, a bunch of civic groups, and of course the leader of the litter process that has really shaped Marion County's litter control stuff, Craig Curry. Together, during, you know, Earth Month, going out there, cleaning up and doing all these things, we really focus a cleanup effort in the Ocala National Forest during this time, and together we've collected an impressive 38.5 tons of trash through various initiatives. And it's just amazing. So Central Florida dog hunters, you know, continue to go out there and help us in the Ocala National Forest, U.S. Forestries, Gambler 500s, man, these guys were incredible. They received our Extraordinary Effort Special Trophy. They removed more than 20 tons of trash from the Ocala National Forest.
Wow.
Now, these guys, it is, you know, you have to get a car worth or valued under, you pay $500 or less. And then they go out there and they use that car and they go through the entire forest and they just collect all the trash. They pulled out 7 boats, 2 cars. I mean, these guys were amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is sad that there's 20 tons of trash in the area of a national forest.
I know, but people treat, unfortunately, you know, because this is part of my district, I know people treat this as a dumping ground.
We like to dump them there.
We had 2 or 3 cases where folks were doing work in Orlando and Daytona and other things.
Oh, that's right.
They drove through and dumped trash in Ocala National Forest, and we busted their tails.
Right on. Keep up the good work. Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner. That went by too fast. We'll do it again soon.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Have a great day, y'all.